lately. I've been going crazy, cause I want you, baby. But you don't, so get out, get out, get out, get out.
Woo! Hello! What's up, everybody?
Hey, welcome to Date Fails. Welcome to Date Fails. I am your host, Stephen Kramer Glickman. With us always, creator of Date Fails.
Hey, it's Kate Quigley, everybody. What up?
What up, Kate?
Kate, wait till you hear about the sexiness that I brought for you today.
I can't handle it. I Googled him. I can't handle it. I can't handle it. Oh, he's so hot. Our guest is so hot. I'm actually mad at you for getting him.
I know you're mad at me, but he's literally the best looking guy I've ever met in my life.
He's so hot. I can't even wait. Like, I don't even want to. I just want to bring him in. Like, here's the thing, though. I'm nervous. I've checked myself out in the mirror like 8 times. I don't know if he's gay or straight. I'm hoping he's gay because I'm going to be too flustered to talk to him.
No. I'm going to be honest with you. The guy is straight.
No.
He can't be straight. Yeah. And
he's too pretty.
He is a straight. No. You can ask him when he's in here, but he is a straight man. He played for the NFL.
No. I know. I Googled him.
This is a huge deal that we have him here, and he gets some serious ass. So, Kate, you might be in luck.
I want to make out with him. Can we just pause the whole podcast and I just have a quick make out? We just have a quick make out.
I told him in the elevator that you had a panic attack.
I can't. I've never. This is the thing. When I get this close to hot guys, this is serious. I think that they can read my mind and they know that I'm. What? I think that they know that I'm thinking of making out. People think I'm really outgoing because all my bikini photos and
sure,
stuff.
But sure.
I actually, like, around hot guys, I get super awkward and shy and uncomfortable, and I think that they know that I'm just picturing them naked.
Wow.
Do you think they do know?
I don't know. You know, when I'm around really, really hot girls, I don't feel like that, though. That's the totally weird.
Really?
Yeah, I'm not at all.
It's because
like
you have a girlfriend, because that's the thing. When I was married, maybe. When I was taken, I was like so much more like cool around people that were hot, because I knew that I couldn't really bang them, so I could just kind of like flirt for fun.
Yeah, but you know what? That's how I've always been. Like with any girl the hottest girls I've ever been with, I'm always very like, who cares? This isn't going to happen. So what's the point of me worrying about it? And that puts me at ease.
Maybe I should start just assuming that no one will ever sleep with me again. And then I'll treat them all the same.
Then you treat them all the same. And then they're like, wow, this girl's so down to earth.
That's what I'm going
to
do. That's what I'm going to do. Let's bring him in and I'll just act not into him at all.
Okay. All right.
All right.
Real quick before we do this, Kate, how's your week been? Have you been doing well? Have you been,
I've been busy. This has been a busy week for me. I've been very busy. I haven't had time to go on an actual date this week, but I have been Tindering a lot and I'm really killing it on Tinder. I've got like 9 matches right now that are potentials.
Whoa.
9
Holy
potentials.
Crap.
One guy with a lot of tattoos all the way up his neck, which I'm really into.
Is he a white guy?
Yeah, which is not my type usually. I know, but he's dirty.
Dirty? Does he have a beard?
He has like, I like 5 o'clock shadow. He has 5 o'clock shadow.
Sure.
He has some shadow.
If you Google me, you can see I have a 4 a.m. shadow. I don't know what I have, but it's not really a shadow anymore.
How are things in the land of Glickman's
The land of relationship stuff? It's good. Yeah, it's been pretty good. She's been, she goes and house sits sometimes, and she'll go house sit for like a week at a time.
Oh.
And it's like.
Perfect.
It's nice because then I'm like, we go see each other during the day, we hang out, but then at nighttime I get to go to the comedy clubs and go do that kind of stuff. But
watch
then,
a lot of porno.
Oh, sure. It's literally porno 24 hours a day.
Pornography.
Tell her, I'm like, tell me when you're coming home so I can turn the, you know.
The video to a threesome action, yeah, so she can enjoy it as well.
She would not.
Does she watch porn with you?
No. My God, no.
I don't know.
No, she doesn't like that kind of stuff.
I'm okay with it.
Yeah, really?
Yeah, I like it.
Have you watched it while you're having sex with somebody?
No, but I've watched it to like lead up to it. But
wow.
I guess it was still on in the background, but I've never like watched it during.
Well, you know, there's always a time for change.
I get turned on watching Law & Order SVU. Do you think that's weird?
It depends. Is it the law or the order that turns you on?
So there were a lot of people wearing masks and hooking up, and then that's all that happened. There was a lot of sex and masks.
And then what
It was
happened?
Like a party where people all show up in masks and then make out with each other and hook up.
And that turned you on?
That kind of got me a little excited. And then I ended up masturbating to Law & Order SVU.
Would you have sex with someone wearing a mask?
Yeah.
Well, maybe you'd have sex with someone wearing a mask of our first guest. Let's bring him in.
Oh, yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have an incredibly special guest today. This one is just for you, Kate. This is a Kate special. This guy is like he's a national hero to us.
To
all of us
specifically,
and to men in general,
and women,
and women,
gay men everywhere,
and straight men. I'm a straight man.
I know,
even though I'm wearing a Golden Girl shirt.
I see a baby boner over there.
that's horrendous.
I'm sorry.
Kate, what's wrong with you? Ladies and gentlemen, the winner of America's Next Top Model, first male winner in history, ladies and gentlemen, Keith Carlos.
Yeah.
How are you?
Wait, you left
I'm
out.
Awesome.
He left out like the most important thing, which is he's not just a model. I mean, he's perfect, but he's also a former NFL football player, right?
Yeah.
Holy crap.
He has it all.
Giants.
Philadelphia Eagles. That's amazing, man. Yeah. Wow.
You have it all. It's almost unfair. It's almost not fair, really. Like, we're looking at like the epitome of perfection over here.
When's the first single coming out? Are you going to put out an album too?
I was thinking about it, but.
Come on.
Yeah, I'm about to bring back Milli Vanilli. I can't really sing. I don't sound good at least.
Milli Vanilli. That's
if anyone could pull that off, it would
be
you.
You could do it.
That'd be. I'm totally fine with that. I'm sure that would be great.
I have so many questions for him.
All right, well, Kate, start. You start.
Are you straight?
Huh? As an arrow.
I can't believe he's straight.
As an arrow. Oh.
I can't handle that he's straight. Because, like, when I looked at your photos, I was like, this guy has got
to be gay. So you're telling me I look gay?
Well, you're just so good looking. Like, straight guys don't look like you.
No, that's the thing is, in Los Angeles, more often.
Straight guys don't look like
it's
this.
That there's not a lot of straight. More straight guys look like me. All right, that's what straight guys look like.
I just relocated here from Atlanta.
I know,
so
I know.
I know how that goes.
Oh, my God. That's the black gay capital of the world.
Yeah.
It really is. When I was in Atlanta, I kept going up to these like super hot black guys, and I'd be like, what's up? And they were like, hey, girl. Like, they're all gay there.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, no, me and Keith met on the red carpet with one of the other guys that was on Next Top Model.
I believe
with
it was
you.
Matt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they were taking like really serious, like good, amazing
photos. And then you walked up there like, what the fuck?
No, I walked in and I was like, me too. I'm also a model. And
I was trying to teach them how to smile.
Oh.
You know, get your blue still.
Yes. Wow.
It was really fun. He's awesome. He's a very, very cool guy.
So wait a second. Did all of you live in the same house, the men and the women, for this season of America's Next Top Model?
Yes, we did. We actually spent, I want to say, a month in LA and a month in Korea, Seoul, Korea.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so we're all like one big family. Yes, we see each other naked.
Well, that's not unusual in my house.
One of the things that kind of kept ringing around for me, too, was you were an NFL player. You played for the NFL, two different teams, and you won America's Next Top Model. So here's a question for you is what – changed what do you like the type of life change that you felt becoming an NFL player to this, like, how does that relate to you
modeling
becoming America's Next Top Model? Like, what was the like transition? The life change of getting something like that happening?
Mainly just the exposure. It's on a different level now. It's international. The exposure now is greater, you know. Now it's on like a more of a international level, but the transition was smooth. I learned a lot of my, you know, life lessons from football, the discipline, being kept coachable, and that's everything I needed to transition to modeling.
Do your NFL buddies give you a hard time about being a model?
No.
Not anymore. They used to. But now everybody wants to model. Hey,
were you
Keith,
taking a lot of selfies in the locker room back in the
NFL?
Yes, I was. Were you really? He's probably like a selfie pro.
I was that guy. Walk by a mirror. Oh, let me backpedal. Take a picture.
That's pretty funny.
That's incredible. Yeah. Did you start? I know that, you know, when you get famous in different ways, you get sent free shit. You know, was that happening to you? You know, it's true. Was that, where did that happen to you more? And more as a model or more as a NFL
more as
player?
A model.
Yeah.
More as a model. Actually, when I was on the Giants, I actually got packages of Calvin Klein draws. Like, I used to just come back to my locker and there'd just be draws, and I just
really
in the locker room.
Wow.
Because of modeling or because of football?
I don't know.
Everything.
I think they
you
knew
have
I was
it all.
A model, so they just kind of just gave them to me.
Dude, that's if I was a football, if I'm the coach of your team, I'm looking at his face. I'm like, he's not allowed to play. Like, that's just
it's
not
funny,
getting fucked up. Like,
my
I'm
teammates
not...
in college used to call me America's Next Top Model because I always used to, you know, come to the meetings and the dinners, you know, in a three-piece suit or, you know.
For real?
be put well together. So
wow,
that's incredible.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny you say that because I play tennis from time to time with Terrell Owens, and he always shows up and like his shirt matches his shoes. I swear to God, his whole outfit matches. Like his shirt, his shoes, his sweatband, his wristband. Everything matches at all times. Is that like you? Are you super like fashionable?
Yes, I like to match, you know, color block.
That means we can't date. I can only date guys who like buy their clothes at Costco. That way I look like the fashionable one in the relationship.
Yeah, I do that sometimes too. Buy something at Target, but you know, have on expensive shoes and then it looks like, you know.
But that's that's how this town is. That's how Hollywood is too. Yeah. Is that like you go to an event, you watch, you see somebody there wearing, you know, $2,000 pair of pants and a wife beater.
Undershirt. That's what they say.
But
that's
what people say. Right.
You see that though. It's a good look though. Yeah. Like very expensive watch, cheap hat, you know, whatever the deal is.
It balances.
Like, yeah. I really like that though, I dated a guy who was really, really wealthy, but whenever we would go to like expensive restaurants, he'd dress like how you're dressed now. Like he'd have on like
really hurtful, Kate. What a fucking bullshit thing to say.
Not in a mean way, but like he'd have on like, you know, like a t-shirt and like cheap like shorts and flip-flops. Like he didn't give a fuck, and in a way like I actually like thought that was made it cooler, because it's like, oh, he doesn't even care and we can still go to this great place. And I prefer that.
Now, did he have like a strong fashion sense, or was that
no
just him?
Okay, oh, well, not at all.
There you have it.
No, he didn't. But but I like that, because that way I don't feel like I have to look like, I don't like to date people that make me feel like I have to like step up my game to like look as good.
That's
as
only
them.
Making you better.
No.
No,
I don't want to step. Because here's,
you don't want to be better?
Because here's the thing. Because then I don't want to be. Because here's what it is. When I go on first dates, I try to look like kind of shitty on purpose. And that way, when they see me like on date three and I'm wearing like a super hot dress and I look amazing, they're like, holy shit, this girl can
go. The Sandra Bullock effect.
That's when I hook them.
What about that first impression?
Well,
you want your first impression to be mediocre? Like, ugh.
I just don't want to set the bar too high, and then it's like I can never go backwards. You know what I mean?
See,
that's true, man.
My first date, I always wear a tuxedo, 100%, every single time.
So wait, but let's say you go on a first date.
Right.
What do you want? Where do you go, first of all? What's your first date? Where do you go? Where do you take them?
It depends on the girl. I got to get a feel for her and her personality. Mm-hmm. But for the most part, it'll be somewhere like a beach, and then, you know, we can do a lot of talking, scenery, have drinks on the beach.
Oh, so if a guy took me to the beach, I would wear a bikini, and then I would be winning from date one, I think.
Me too.
I would.
I'll have my shirt off, and, you know.
Yeah. I'm thinking about that really hard right now.
I'd be crying behind the lifeguard stand. That's what I would be.
It's just,
why are we here?
Let's close the table.
I went on a date with a guy to the beach that I'd never seen shirtless before the beach. It was like our second or third date. And then when he took his shirt off at the beach, I was like, and game over. Like, it was, no, but I don't want to be mean, but like his back was like the hairiest thing I'd ever seen.
Sure.
Oh.
Sure.
And that's why I would do that, so I could get a view of her whole body.
Right at the beginning?
Yes.
Well, my Tinder photo is in a bikini on purpose. So that way it's like the guy knows I can look okay in a bikini. But then when I show up on a date looking like, you know, I just came from the gym, it's all good.
All these apps, you're able to, you know, suck in your sides and edit.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah, I know your tricks.
What? I've never done that.
Are you on dating sites as well? Do you do any of that stuff?
Instagram is a dating site.
Instagram is a dating site.
Oh my God.
Yeah,
it totally is.
I'm sure it is.
It totally is.
Them DMs.
I just tweeted the other day.
Snapchat.
Yes.
Oh my.
Do you get a lot of photos sent to you from girls that are just straight up like sending you naked photos that don't even know you?
All the time. Men too, but you know.
Oh.
Yeah, keep it scrolling. And even couples.
Really?
Wow.
It's a video, like, it's crazy.
So for a guy like you...
Wait, now, hang on a second. Would you ever, have you ever, if a couple wants to pull... Oh, no.
Now, I wouldn't say I wouldn't, and I haven't. Okay. But if it's a guy who wants me to bang his wife or his girlfriend, I'd think about it. I wouldn't say no.
Right, right,
of course. Why wouldn't you, if the guy's cool with it?
I wouldn't feel weird. I wouldn't want him just watching me. I'm not sure if I'm turning him on or what.
Oh, you are. Well, probably watching his wife get.
See, that'd make it weird.
Yeah.
I had a situation happen one time where I was at a Subway restaurant. You know this great restaurant, the Subway restaurant? And I was standing there in line. There was a very beautiful lady behind me. She had a mohawk. All right.
Sounds stunning.
Oh, yeah. No. And so we got to talking and I asked her out on a date. And then we ended up going home together from the Subway restaurant. It's a true story.
You asked out a girl at Subway.
I asked out a girl at Subway, and then I fucked her at home an hour later. And then she told me that she was of the lesbian community, and that she had a wife, and that she would be okay with that. That introduced me to her wife, and so I had to go. Like, for us to, like, do the whole, like, the three of us together.
You had a threesome that started at Subway?
So I got in the car. I drive out to Agora Hills, where they live, all right, to meet with her and her wife. We have dinner, the three of us, and her wife was having none of this. Like, her wife was like, I don't know who the fuck this guy is. I don't know why he's in my living room.
Hilarious.
Why did you fuck this hairy beast? Is that what happened? Why?
What I want to know is, why didn't you call me?
I should have.
You guys didn't know each other yet. That's why.
Yeah, it's pre.
God, I listen to your stories and I just think that my sex life is so boring.
It's very boring.
I've never hooked up with anyone from Subway.
I've never hooked up with anyone
or
from
Chipotle.
Subway.
Oh, no,
my God.
Never.
Oh, no Chipotle hookup.
One time a Chipotle manager gave me his phone number.
Ooh.
And I've never traded sex for favors before, but I have to admit, in that one scenario, I'm like, this is fucking free Chipotle for life.
Free Chipotle.
Bang this guy.
Absolutely.
And I thought about it long and hard.
Yeah.
But then I didn't
Chipotes
do it. Chipotes
my goats.
And I didn't do it.
Right. I love me some Chipotes.
The problem is I got to like them. I got to like them to hook up with. I can't just hook up with them just because they're good. Like even you, as hot as you are, if you showed up and your personality sucked, I just couldn't do it.
Mm.
But he's got a great person.
Am I dressed too nice too? Does that turn you off?
No. Okay. Nothing about you is turning me off, I can assure you. Let's talk about your dating life. So what's up? Are you single?
No, I have a girlfriend.
All right. Well, you can leave
but
now.
But I'm also... I'm also having auditions, I want to say, in September for a side piece.
So, oh, shit. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. Huh?
That's amazing.
Wait. What?
A girlfriend number two.
Are you for real?
Yeah.
Wait.
That's
you're having auditions
yeah.
for a side piece.
Yeah.
Auditions. Mm-hmm. Is this a TV show? Because this sounds like a TV show.
No.
Well, it should be.
It should be.
So your girlfriend knows that.
No, she don't know. But I think she's gonna know.
She's
now,
gonna
huh?
know when she hears this.
Oh damn. I'm just kidding, baby. I love you.
Wait, for real though? You have side piece auditions? How does that work?
You basically put a post up on Instagram or on Twitter and you know, they all come in.
Hashtag side piece. Is really
girl, I don't like side. I would say girlfriend number two.
How about hashtag girlfriend number two? That's a nice one.
Yeah, I could never be a side piece. I would feel so guilty.
Side pieces are winning.
I feel bad doing that to the girl, to your girlfriend.
Yeah, but I'm sure she'll be fine with it at some point. Probably not.
Do you guys have threesomes?
I wish.
She's not into that.
Nah, not yet.
She needs to get with
it. Not yet.
She needs to get.
I haven't got her open to that
yet. I feel like.
What does she do? What does she do?
What does she do?
She.
A model.
She actually is.
Well, yeah, she better
be. She runs for the U.S.
She's a runner?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, runs the 400, and she's with Wilhelmina.
She's an athlete.
Yeah.
Oh, she's with Wilhelmina.
And a model.
That's huge.
She's big time. Did you meet her on the show?
No, actually, we had the same agent. And we happen to be from the same state, and just kind of.
That's
as soon as I seen her, I was like, I'm definitely going to hit that. And she was thinking the same thing. So.
Well, obviously.
Wow.
Oh, oops.
No, I'm saying, like, who would, and you see a model.
What's her background? Like, where is she from?
She's from New Haven, Connecticut.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm from Bridgeport, Connecticut.
Do you have a picture
and
of
she,
her?
She's older than me, too. So.
What?
She is?
Yeah. All right.
So when you guys hang out, do you talk about modeling and, like, you know, what do you guys talk, or do you just pretty much bang the whole time?
We talk about everything. You know, she's a kid at heart, and she just likes to have a good time.
Well, you know, what's probably cool about dating somebody, you've got all sorts of stuff that
it's
you
tough
can...
tough with all her sexy friends, though. You know, everybody's just fit and six-packs.
Of course.
Yeah.
That would be so hard not to, like, hit on her friends.
Does she have a fat friend?
She has, yes.
Does she have, like, one fat friend?
Yeah, she's my favorite.
the fat one, because she has the best personality, right? She's funny
and she could cook.
Do you have a, do you have a fat friend?
I do.
Yeah, is it me? Yes,
you're definitely my favorite fat friend.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, man. Thanks,
do you have other friends that look like you?
Yeah, I have a lot of brothers and sisters as well.
Really?
Yeah.
So wait, how long have you been in LA for?
I want to say a little over a month.
Oh, you just got here.
Just got here, yes.
How long you been with your girl for?
Off and on since 2011.
So how did this whole thing of you winning America's Next Top Model affect your relationship? Is she...
It didn't. I said, look, I'm going on there and whatever happens, happens. If you're still around, then you're around.
Wow. Oh
my God.
It's like she gets a lot of attention too from people
of course,
you know, high status. So we have to, you know, just trust that we're doing what we're supposed to do.
Right, right, right. Yeah.
You know,
I
control 50% of my relationship.
So. Yeah.
That's true.
All you can
That's
control.
All, yeah. Right. Right. Can't control the other person. I've tried.
She put a tracking device on a guy. So
my service sucks in here. I'm trying to pull this picture.
The service is so bad. Here, you can give a shout out to your girl, though, if you want to give her Instagram a plug or something.
Oh, yeah. Follow Monica at Monica_Hargrove on Instagram.
There you go.
Monica
Boom.
_Hargrove. She'll teach you how to get a six pack.
When you were on the NFL, were you dating a lot during that time? Like, what was that like? What was that?
Dating?
That must have been amazing.
Hooking up.
Yeah, well, she was in the picture at that time, too, so... No.
Right. Got it.
You know, even though we was off and on, you know, I had friends, you know, so.
Yeah, I mean, would you see other teammates hook up with fans from when you guys go to a town? Would they pick up girls from the town? Is that how that
Of course.
Goes down?
That's a given. You know, the groupies come on.
Of course.
A mile a minute. It's even crazier now because now I have like a more of a national and international celebrity, let's call
yeah,
it.
Yeah, sure.
So they're coming in like left and right. It's crazy.
If I was your girlfriend, I gotta admit, I'd probably just be like, look, I know you're gonna hook up with other people. Just do it. I don't wanna know about it. Please wear a condom. Don't catch feelings. Don't get their number. But you know it's gonna, with a guy like this, there's no way he can turn down all the girls that are throwing themselves at him. Like, there's no way.
It's impossible.
That's my resolution this year. Well, last year as well, was to see how much pussy I can turn down.
Sure.
Ooh, was I supposed to say that?
Wait a second. Yeah, you can say that, but
it's
but like
it's pretty impressive though. Like when you start doing stuff like that,
yeah.
it's kind of fun to turn down pussy. Like
it
if
is.
You're
you
in
just
a
see how aggravated people get by it. It's like, wow, I got that much mind control over you. When really you do, because I really want you more than you want me.
Wow. Holy
you know shit. What? You know what's cool about talking to him and fascinating?
Yeah.
It's like talking to a hot chick. It's like, no, what I mean is like, it's like, I'm actually seeing, like, he's living the same kind of life that
as you.
Girls live where they're constantly fighting off dick and stuff and
sure.
they're constantly turning
sure.
down. Like, you don't meet a lot of guys that actually
that are turning down pussy
get
left
what,
and right.
Yeah, they like we could actually, like, have some things in common.
I mean, we're yeah. friends, Kate. You know, I tell you this kind of stuff all the time, but
right.
you just don't believe it.
Yeah. Well, I know Glickman,
hurtful.
I see Glickman, he's just beating the girls off with baseball bats. It's crazy. Not in like an aggressive way with not like that causes bruising.
No, with a
like
baseball
a Nerf
bat.
Bat. Like a Nerf bat.
A Nerf bat.
But yeah, so interesting. Yeah. Wow. I love that he said my new Year's resolution is to see how much pussy I can turn down. Like not many guys have that problem.
Thing.
Yeah.
No, that's
it's
amazing.
It's dangerous out here nowadays because you got a lot of, you know, STDs and stuff going around. Definitely with all these undercover men, it's dangerous. So you just got to pick and choose.
Can I ask a question careful. About that? I'm curious about something I've always
I
wanted
can't
to
really tell you too much because I don't speak from experience, but you can go ahead.
Well, I know you're not gay, all but right. how many NFL football players would you say are gay? Because I feel like I met an NFL football player a couple years ago that I never would have guessed he was gay. But then when I met him in person, I was like, that dude's definitely gay. Like, I was positive.
Wow.
And I'm curious, like, there's got to be more than you think.
Yeah, it's on a team. We play around a lot. You know, in the like we
sword
gay,
fighting in
jokes.
The locker room and
no,
shit.
No, I wouldn't say that. But a lot of gay jokes.
I don't
a lot
know.
Of gay jokes.
Oh. Sure.
But so it's hard to really tell who's gay until after.
Right after until after career. People. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
But I actually had a teammate hit on me not too long ago. You know, I put up a post mm-hmm. with my shirt off, and I seen that he liked it. I'm like, all right. And then I got a text following it.
Oh.
Whoa.
Were you surprised? Was it someone you thought was straight?
It really was. Cause,
huh.
Yeah. Because in college, we definitely ran a train on a couple females. But that, you know, that's neither here nor there, but
okay.
Oh, let's talk about college.
Yeah.
That sounds amazing. Did you play college ball
as
well?
Yes, I did. I played for
Where?
Purdue University.
Purdue.
Wow.
Purdue
holy shit,
Big
man.
Ten. Boiler up.
Wow. What was what's like the craziest thing that happened when you were in college?
The craziest thing
with women? The ladies. Yeah, with the ladies.
I got a lot of those stories.
You gotta tell us. You gotta tell us one.
All right, my roommate. Okay, all right, our dorm rooms was connected to another teammate's, right? So he used to party every night and he would bring girls home, and our rooms were connected by a bathroom. So girls knew that I was connected to his room, so they used to go to the bathroom, sneak into my room, like I would be asleep, and then I would just feel a body fall on me.
Wow.
His life is so, like, your life is like magic. This is like not real life.
Hot girls falling on you.
Yeah. In my sleep, yeah.
That's amazing.
I forgot to turn my swag off.
Holy shit.
Okay, wait a second. I can't handle that.
That's amazing.
Hold on. Can I ask you? Okay. Is there ever been a time in your life when you went through a phase where it wasn't this easy? Did you ever have an ugly phase or like you weren't the coolest? Because this guy seems like the dude that like his whole life was probably like every girl wanted to hook up with him and every guy wanted
like
to be him.
Around 8th grade, freshman year of high school, I was ugly and awkward. That's what the girls used to call me. You know, ugly or dusty, this, that, and the third. Then B2K came out and they used to say I looked like Jay Boog from B2K, and that's when like my pussy rate went through the sky.
In 8th grade?
Yeah.
Your pussy rate went through the sky.
Yes. That's when I started, you know, getting a lot of attention from women.
When did you lose your virginity?
I actually lost it late. I was 18.
Wow. Why were you waiting?
I was scared.
Of what?
AIDS.
For
and
real?
I thought I had a small penis until I seen someone else's.
Really?
Yeah.
How old are you? Okay, how old are you now?
I'm 27.
27?
Yeah. You thought you had a small penis?
Mm-hmm.
It was scary. I mean, there was a pretty scary... They beat that shit into our heads when we were kids.
The AIDS thing?
You're going to get AIDS!
Right.
You're like, for what? From what?
Videos from class and... It,
wow.
Oh my God.
It's a turn off.
It was fucking terrifying.
That's amazing that it scared you enough to keep you from having sex. Because if I would think like a teenage boy, like they wouldn't care.
Don't get me wrong. I would make out and I would hump your leg. Don't get me wrong.
Right.
You know, I wouldn't go past that.
I just have this impression of teenage boys that they would like rather die having sex than live not having. Like they would be cool, even if they knew they were going to die in the middle of fucking, that they
nowadays,
would still want to.
Nowadays.
Yeah, but like growing up in the late 80s, early 90s, like they were beating that shit into our faces. Like, you're going to die. If you pull your penis out of your pants, you're going to die of AIDS. Like it was like.
Have you guys ever played hide and go get it?
Hide and go get.
This is a game we were playing when I was a kid. So I want to say I was about 9, 10.
Yeah.
It's basically like a tag, but when you catch the girl, you got to hump her.
What? Wait, explain the rules because I'd like to start playing this game at my comedy shows. This could be how I meet my next boyfriend.
It's just like tag, but once you tag the person, instead of actually tagging them, you have to hump them.
Like dry hump.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah. You would go to like.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
To a closet or a room.
I actually miss some of those games from when you're a teenager. Though, like I was actually just telling my girlfriend the other day that I miss spin the bottle.
Oh yeah. Oh,
I like spin the bottle because it's like it's a great way to just kiss a bunch of people at a party and see who you have a thing with.
And get herpes.
Herpes. Mom, what is this bump on my lip?
Herpes are visible. You can see them, right?
Sure.
All right. Well, whatever. I'm saying I want to bring back. I would like to have a party where we play spin the bottle and hump tag. I think that's my next. That's
what about ding dong ditch? No, or is that? Just...
That
was
that.
A good one.
I did that one too, yeah. But there's no way to make out with someone in that game. That's I'm only looking for games that end in kissing.
Oh my.
Or humping.
Sure.
I haven't. It's been a while for me.
And this is the same women that didn't meet anyone at Subway.
Yeah, come on, girl.
Yeah,
get out there.
Well,
you need to get to more Subways.
I talk a good game, but I don't really have any. It's the truth.
Oh, Keith. You mentioned virginity. You were 18, 19, 18.
Yeah,
18 years old.
Yeah.
Where did that go down? Who was the person? How did it work out?
I didn't know her.
You didn't know her?
Come on.
She was an older woman. I went to visit my older brother who was in Florida, and he kind of sicked her on me, and I had to hold it down. I had to act like I had it before.
Wow.
Yeah, it wasn't fast, so I had to act like the condom popped.
Jeez.
Yeah, end it real quick.
Wow.
Yeah. So I was like, oh, the condom pop.
Well, yeah, of course it ended real quick.
That who was the first person you had sex with that you enjoyed?
That you knew.
That it was like a good...
Does masturbation like, count?
No.
Okay, that's a safe
He's like, so myself. I enjoyed it so much. Ew, I still hook up with myself.
Would that make me gay?
No.
Are you kidding? If that makes you gay, I've been a lesbian since the 90s.
So you get off to yourself.
Who doesn't?
So you think of yourself and just...
Oh. No, I mean, I think of other people. You think of yourself when you masturbate?
No, I just...
Wait.
You just look in the mirror. He's like, I'm so hot. Well, I don't think of myself, but I do...
You look in the mirror and just...
No.
Okay.
But I do think of, like, I think of people I've hooked up with, actually, more than, like I when I use porn, that doesn't work as well for me as thinking of someone that I've actually hooked up with.
Why not celebrities?
That doesn't work for me.
It doesn't?
No.
Oh. I'm super vivid, so... Yeah, it can be you.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Great, use me. That sounds fun.
Yeah.
That's the closest that could I'm going to get to hooking up with him. That's girlfriend.
Sounds great. Yeah. This is wonderful.
I'll send you a photo and everything. Not a naked one, just like a goofy.
You should probably send him a few. Just send him a couple.
Right.
He'll be.
I can't do that.
You know what you should do?
I'll show him a couple.
You could show him a couple of pictures that you've taken, and then he can help you with your modeling poses.
Right.
That'd be nice.
Selfie
and I could burn the image in my mind. So
yeah, see, there you go. That's a nice way to do it. Yeah. That way you don't have to take the pictures home with you. He can just look at it and be like, oh no, I like how you held your breast this way.
Right.
That's nice. Good job.
Perfect.
That's hilarious. It's really working out.
That's
it's really
fantastic.
Great. So who was the girl that, like, when it was like the first time that it was good, that it was not terrible? Do you remember?
Yeah, last night I had sex with my girlfriend.
Last night.
That's the only one
it's
I can remember.
First time. Oh, good answer. Good answer.
That's so sweet.
I got. I just had a phone number tweeted at me. If we want.
Oh yeah, let's call somebody and ask. They have some relationship questions and things.
Yeah, can we make a call, Maria?
Yeah.
All right.
Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Got him.
This girl's
that was good.
Thank you.
It was you?
Yeah.
Hello? Oh, hey.
Hey.
What's up, girl? This is Kate Quigley and Stephen Kramer Glickman from Date Fails.
Yo, what's going on?
Oh, shit.
Hey. Thanks for sending your number. Do you have a, what's your name, first of all? Is your name Champagne?
My name is Chantel.
Even better.
Champagne. My middle name is Champagne.
Hey, Chantel, guess who else is here right now?
Is it Jen?
No, it's Keith Carlos, the winner of America's Next Top Model.
Girl, you got to Google this guy.
Oh, shit.
You know who he is?
How you doing, baby?
This guy is so hot. If you Google him, you're going to have to go hop in your shower real quick.
Your phone's going to burn and light on fire. All right, tell us.
I will definitely look that up.
Tell us your date. Tell us your dating question. We've got you.
Okay. So I've been seeing this guy, right? And it's been like I met him off of Tinder, so that's that. But I've gone to his house a couple of times. And like whenever I'm not with him, he doesn't message me a lot. But then he'll like want to hang out as soon as he messages me. So like, I guess my question is like, do you know what his deal is or what?
Wait a second. So when you guys hang out, you have a great time, but then in between seeing each other, you barely hear from him, but then he hits you up every time he wants to hang out again.
Yeah. But he's like really nice.
Yep.
When he's with me,
I do that all the time.
Oh,
it's a booty call.
I can't wait to see you again.
Yeah,
and he'll literally be like, oh, you want to hang out later?
All right,
and
girl. I got you. Check it out. I was hung up on a dude for almost a year that would do this. We would hang out together, and it was so perfect. It felt like he loved me. Like, he would say all the right things. He was so sweet. But then in between hanging out, he would never really text me. And it took me almost a year to figure out that I was just a booty call, probably a side piece. He probably has a girlfriend, or he wants the sex, but he doesn't want to date you.
Yeah, I mean, that makes sense.
Basically.
It's just like, we haven't had sex, so it's like...
Oh, wait, that changes everything. You haven't had sex yet?
Fellatio?
No.
Fellatio? Cunnilingus?
What?
Have you guys done it? What have you done?
Like nothing but make out.
Oh.
Well, how old are you guys?
I'm 21, but he's a little bit older. Let's not talk about his age.
Okay. Huh, wait, that changes.
Are you sure? Wait, you don't want to talk about his age, and you're 21? Can I make a guess? Is he 55 years old?
No.
Is he in a wheelchair? Is that why?
He's a lot younger than that.
That explains it. His dick doesn't work.
Basically.
Yeah, well, it's a possibility his dick doesn't work. There's a possibility.
No. That. Wait, so you guys haven't hooked up yet? Well, that changes things, because usually until a guy hooks up with you, he's like all over it.
Unless he's either married, but you're his side excitement.
Let me tell you something. I can help you with this real quick. No amazing, healthy, wonderful, fulfilling relationship has ever begun on Tinder. I'm almost positive.
Not true. That's not true.
Oh,
that's
really?
Not true.
Really, Kate?
Not true.
Oh, really? Are you in a fulfilling, healthy relationship with someone you met on Tinder?
No, but I know someone. I know two people who are, and one just got engaged.
Listen, I'm going to tell you something right now. There is no possibility.
Not true.
There's no possibility.
Good to know.
Well, hang on, Kate. There's no possibility in 30 years from now there's going to be an elderly man going like this.
Right.
How did I meet your grandmother? Grandkids? I'll tell you. Well, see my thumb?
No.
I went this way on my phone.
No way,
with
man.
My thumb.
I'm telling you.
And then we got married.
I disagree. I think that it can happen. It can happen.
It's fucking crazy. Maybe one out of like a bajillion
people.
Well,
yeah, but one out of a bajillion first dates ends in marriage these days, too.
Yeah, but Tinder is the straight version of Gawker. It's just for hooking up. That's all it is. Yes, it is.
No.
Yes, it is.
I came across. I came
Thank
across.
You, Kia.
Listen,
we are the men in the room.
No,
the men are
no,
telling the women
no.
how
it definitely is.
Listen, I came across Ahmed Ahmed's profile on Tinder the other day.
Jesus.
Okay,
Christ.
And Ahmed's profile said, "I'm seeking a relationship."
Of course, he says that because then that puts you at ease,
exactly.
So that you go, "Oh, he's not just trying."
Bobby
to
Bobby Lee met his girlfriend on Tinder. They've been together a year, over a year.
Oh, we really want to use Bobby Lee as an example
so,
for Tinder.
Moving on, what we have to tell you is I think that this guy's not, I mean, has he taken you out on real actual dates, any dinner dates or anything?
I mean, not like a dinner date, like mainly that we go to his house and hang out, but like he always like buys things for me and like, we'll like go out to lunch, but like that's not really a dinner date.
You got to tell him that you need to be seen in public with him for dinner. You need to be like, take me out for like a real dinner. And then, you know.
But also, I'm curious, is there a reason you haven't slept with him yet? Not that you should, but are you waiting for him to like actually date you, or what's the deal?
No, I mean, yeah. I'm just not a person who sleeps around.
I like that.
Like, I want to be at least dating the person. Like, I'm not his girlfriend or anything like that, so I'm not.
I'll be a billionaire.
Good for you.
All the times I heard that one.
No, but I'm the same way. I like that. You know what I say? If this guy doesn't want to take you out and show you off, fuck him. Go find somebody else. You sound like a cool chick.
Yeah, agreed.
So
yeah.
He's your only friend? Your only friend like that?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you need another friend.
You need to get some other friends.
Get back on Tinder, girl. Get back on Tinder.
Go on OKCupid or Match.com or Christian Mingles or Jewish Date. J-Date. Coffee meets bagel. Coffee meets bagel. That's where...
Instagram.
You know Coffee Meets Bagel?
I haven't heard that one.
That's for black guys and Jewish girls.
Where's the one for black guys and blonde girls?
Or it's... yeah, Coffee Meets Bagel is... what?
What?
Which one?
All right, moving on. All right, this was fun. Thank you so much for letting us call you. You're fabulous.
All right, y'all are great too. Thank you.
All right,
bye.
Take it easy.
Bye.
Oh, I've been there, but no. I was fucking him. It's a little different.
yeah, hey, you're on Date Fails with Kate Quigley and Stephen Kramer Glickman. How you doing there, buddy?
Doing great. How are you guys doing?
Great. Who is this?
This is Peter Pedro.
What's up, Peter?
How you guys doing?
We're great. So we're just here to answer your dating, sex, and love questions. What do you got?
So I recently moved up to Ohio from Florida, where Florida is the city that don't sleep. But I recently moved up here for school, and it's a automotive school. And I can't find any females. God damn.
Where in Ohio? Geez. Where in Ohio? I'm from Ohio. Where are you?
It's Lima, Ohio. Lima, Ohio. It's like northwest of Columbus.
You can't find any females in that town?
There's not a lot of females in the mechanical automotive
business.
Yeah,
you're leaving the shop, right?
Well, yeah, I work at I don't work at a shop. I go to school, like, for a high performance school, but
there's no...
Man, there's just no females. And
what you got to do.
Maybe websites? I don't know. Can you guys, recommend a website or something?
Well, Kate, do you mind if I throw this one just for a second? Here's what I think you should do is get in the tow truck, drive around town looking for ladies with broke down cars, and then...
That's a great move.
Boom. Crush fest.
Hell yeah.
You start fixing their shit up, and they're like, oh, I don't have any money to pay you. Can I pay you with the blowjobs?
Yes.
With some sweet loving.
You know, another great move is go to Victoria's Secret and pretend you're shopping for lingerie for your girlfriend and go up to girls and, like, ask for their help. That's a great way to get a conversation started. And then they do think you have a girlfriend, you know, that way. Mm-hmm. But it's also just way to get to know them, and then you can kind of ask what they do, and then you can be like, you know, oh, cool, well, I'm new in town, if I'm looking just for friends.
Wait, did you tell him that he should ask girls about lingerie?
Yeah, he should go to Victoria's Secret, because that's where bitches be at.
That's a very good idea. That's a very good idea.
I like that. Thank you, Kate. Hell yeah.
Just don't get any large sizes. Don't get any large sizes and hold them up to yourself and go, would this look good? Don't do that.
You know what else you could do is you could be like, I'm buying this for my girlfriend because I'm trying to get her to, you know, be a little sweeter to me because she's been cheating on me and I'm hoping this lingerie will help. And then the girl will be like, she cheats on you. You should totally dump her.
Oh my God, she's the worst.
Yeah, and then next thing you know, you guys will be banging in the fitting room.
Oh shit, looks like I'm gonna have to make a stop at Victoria's Secret ASAP.
There we go.
I'm glad we can help you out. Thanks for following and listening to the podcast. I hope you enjoy it.
Hey, thank you guys and much love. Best wishes.
Yep.
Bye.
Hell yeah, rock on.
Look at that. We saved him.
We saved his life.
You have reached the voicemail box of 484-767-4561.
They gave us a number. Hi there. This is Michael Fartshands from Planned Parenthood. We are calling to let you know that your test results came back and you are positive.
He positive, yo.
You are...
Chlamydia!
You got that. Sorry, the nurse is yelling your test results. You have the chlamydia. If you stop by the office, we can get you a prescription and take real good. We've got real good care of you.
$50. $50 though.
It's a $50. $50. You are also positive for what was the other?
Baby.
Yeah, you're also positive for a baby. As well, so you need to come down. You need to come down here and collect your baby. There's a baby here with your name on it. Thank you. Please call us back 243-627-FARTS. That was pretty good. I feel like that was a really good prank call.
Well, shit. I think this has been enchanting.
This has been
a great
incredible experience. Yeah, amazing.
Yeah, thank you for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
Plug whatever you want to plug.
Yeah.
Hey, follow me on Instagram at Keith Carlos. Follow me on Twitter at Keith_Carlos. And follow me on Snapchat at Keith_Carlos.
Boom.
Go follow him.
Follow me so you'll never be lost.
Follow him.
Yeah.
Follow
Glickman at
Stephen Glickman, STPHEN Glickman on Twitter and Instagrams.
And Kate Q Funny.
Yeah.
This has been super fun. I'm so happy.
This is amazing. We've learned so much.
I don't want to go.
I don't want you to
know.
Go.
Well, we got to shut this show down.
All right.
All right.
Thanks for listening to Date Fails. Peace.
Later.
I've been going crazy because I want you, baby. But you don't. So get out, because I'm breaking and my soul is shaking.
If you like listening to comedy, try watching it on the internet. The folks behind the Sideshow Network have launched a new YouTube channel called Wait For It. It's got interviews with comedians like Reggie Watts, Todd Glass, Liza Schlesinger, I've been friends with her for 10 years. One of the funniest people out there, and I still have a hard time with the last name, Liza. Our very own Owen Benjamin, that's me, takes you on a musical journey down internet rabbit holes and much more. You don't have to wait any longer. Just go to youtube.com/waitforitcomedy. There's no need to wait for it anymore because it's here and it's funny. And I love you.
A few days ago, Brooke Tudine posted an inspirational quote on her wall that got 17 likes and 3 comments. Thumbs up, Brooke. Geico also wants to make a comment. In just 15 minutes, you could save hundreds of dollars on your car insurance by switching to Geico. And nothing says inspiration better than saving money. Well, except for those posters that say things like teamwork, excellence, and make it happen. Hashtag keep climbing. Hashtag savings.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.